Unit 4, page 43, exercises 3 and 4. A.
I have a routine that I follow before every competition. Things I do that I can be in control of, so I'm just thinking about myself, my routine, and my performance, not the other competitors. I always eat the same things for breakfast. Then I go to the pool, do some stretches, always in the same order. Then a warm-up in the water. After that, I think about races I've won in the past, relive them while I listen to music. I have a playlist of songs that make me feel positive, powerful, and a winner. When the race starts, I just know I'm going to rise to the challenge and do well.
B.
I'm quite good at staying calm under pressure, I think. I do this thing where I imagine the worst that could happen. During exams last summer, for example, I imagined that I'd do really badly and fail completely. And I thought, okay, so I wouldn't go to college if I got really bad grades, but I'd get a job, and I'd work hard and persuade my boss to let me take training courses, and I'd get a better job, and, you know, maybe start my own business. So I'd be okay. And thinking that helped me to relax so I could do my best. And in the end, I got good grades, so I must have done something right.
C.
Would you mind if I gave you some advice? I can see you have a lot of talent, but how can I put this? I think you underperformed in today's audition because your nerves got the best of you.
Uh-huh.
So, how can you cope with your nerves better? Let me see. Could you learn to meditate? You might find it helps you to block out all that anxiety about the consequences of doing well or doing badly, and to focus just on your body and your breathing. And when you have that nervous feeling in your stomach and your heart is racing, try saying to yourself, "This feeling isn't nervousness. It's power. It'll give me the energy to dance better."
D.
Don't worry. I know it feels like a high-pressure situation, but you'll be fine. Just write down some interesting things about the topic and arrange your ideas in a logical order. But don't write the exact words you're going to say. Reading every word from your notes would stop you from looking at your audience, which is really important to do. Practice saying your talk to yourself a few times. That'll help you not to panic during the real thing. Then, when it's your turn, remember to breathe and just do your best. I'm sure it'll be great.